Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on your bruvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good.
Everybody, good. Super fun week. We're about to go to Miami for the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. We will be there on the 21st doing a podcast. So excited. It's 2:15. Come see us if you guys are going to be down there. Also, we are in final voting for the Golden Crappy Awards. Round two is up now. You can find links to vote. Your vote is very important. The nominations are all yours. You guys did it. So they're so funny. Go over there and vote. You can find links on our Instagram or watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you will find links to buy tickets for the Golden Crappies on February 27th and also live streaming tickets. It's going to be a very big production, professionally shot and everything. It's going to be fabulous. So get your tickets over there for that. Patreon's also where you get videos like this one, bonus episodes on the traders, ad-free listening, and our free newsletter. Okay, homosexuals. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you feeling?
So good, because Below Deck Down Under really delivered the juice. They delivered it. I was cheering at the end of this episode. I was giggling like a little girl who got a present. And I know you were too, because you texted me right after you finished watching it as well.
That is a true statement. I was not anticipating the twist at the end of this episode. It was such a big twist. It was such a funny decision on their part. They're masochists that they brought Ellie back. I did not see that coming. And when it's like, okay, they decided to put Ellie in the kitchen with Ben, it makes no sense whatsoever. Her whole thing is that she wants to be a chief stew. Like, she's desperate to become a chief stew, but she's just so excited to be back on TV that she's happy to work with Ben. And she comes on all cheery, and we just know that this is going to be a disaster. And it's such a disaster for the first time in the history of Below Deck and quite possibly any Bravo show. We got a mid-season trailer after episode 3. And I'm like, I've never seen that before. They're like, yeah, this shit is such a disaster that we have to give you a sneak peek of what you're about to see.
And not only that, they had her narrate it, which was really funny. It was like,
coming up this season on Below Deck.
I was like, oh no, when Ellie is like heading the whole trailer, oh girl, and it was bonkers.
It was so beyond perfect.
Super
it was
exciting. Perfect. I mean, when Below Deck has been on this long and it's constant, it never goes, it's on year round, it's every fucking day, it seems like, and it can still excite you. I mean, wow. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. It was really tremendous.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been joking about how Ben has been calling Alicia, like, you know, honey buns and all this stuff. We're like, it's so gross. And Ellie is not going to stand for it based on the trailer.
Yes.
Don't call me honey buns. Oh, my God. It's going to be insane.
Guys, it may not be the hero you want, but it's the hero you need. So let's get going. We start where we left off, which is Alicia crying to Jason, being like, I'm doing my absolute best and I can tolerate it for a certain amount of time. But I mean, I'm already losing my head and I can't do this. I'm just waving the white flag. Get me out of here. I can't do it. Everything's going wrong. And he's like, have you spoken to Ben about this? Why didn't they just cast Mauricio to play the man confused with women's feelings? Because he is just giving her that blank, blank. Mauricio's on every other show. Just put him on this one.
I know. And she says, she's like, well, he can't change. It would be a better boat if you had someone who had better skill set than me. He's like, well, this is Below Deck, and you're actually at the high end of the people that we staff on the show. So I don't think that's really going to happen. But this is happening at a moment because we're understaffed. And it's actually probably going to get a lot better when he gets on top of things. Because I don't want you going through the season, you know, feeling like this continuously. I'm actually hoping that you could put his personality to one side and you can just see how you can fit in. It's like, no, it's going to be like this the entire time. We've seen Ben on two different versions of Below Deck. And he is like this, whether they're understaffed, overstaffed, or just right staffed.
Yeah, he would be like that to somebody with a staph infection. I mean, he's just like that. That's just how Ben is. So Jason's like, well, I brought back Alicia this season because I wanted to continue to grow. I want her to grow in the industry. I know she wants to be a chef. I don't want her to throw away her dreams after one charter. And so he's like, listen, I had a vision of you coming back and just learning. And she's like, yeah, well, that was my vision 2 days ago. And guess what? Now I've got a vision of my mother on FaceTime giving me double middle fingers and saying, I told you so. I told you so, you little fucking loser.
He's like, all right, well, can we readdress that vision? Can we have a vision board? Can we put a little kimono on that vision? What can we do? Can we crash that vision into a dock? How can we make this vision work for this boat?
She's like, I don't want to let him down, but I'm at the end of my tether. So he hugs her and he's like, you know, I'd be disappointed if you left. And she said, I'd be disappointed too. Listen, I think that Jason always has this problem when it comes down to staff issues. He wants them to work it out themselves. He doesn't want to have to be the person in there. That's one style of leadership. But I would prefer a solid, listen, this is a workforce. Stop your fucking sniveling, grow some heels, and get your ass back down there and deal with it. It's not personal. He's not yelling at you. He's yelling at his sous chef. It's like a video game. You know, you start it. You're given no weapons. You don't know what to do. Anybody can kick your ass. You know, you suck. You have to learn all of the little key combinations and stuff. And eventually you earn a better sword and you get better at it. Everybody sucks at first and everybody's yelled at and everybody's treated like shit. So fucking grow a pair of heels and get back down into that kitchen. And if you cry one more fucking time, I'm drowning you. And that's it.
God, I would love a final boss like Ben, where you just go up, even just a first boss, a mini boss, a tutorial boss, where you go up, you're like, and he goes, nice try, honey bun. Do it again. It's like, okay. Did you remember to put sugar in the cheesecake? It's called a dessert for a reason. It's just a boss that belittles you. And you're like, I'm trying to kill you with my sword. I don't care. I'm trying to make a souffle.
Listen here, maple mumps. Get over there and try it again, idiot.
Yeah, that would be great. But I agree. It is like a video game. And yeah, you know, you just sort of have to push through sometimes, at least after one charter. On the other hand, she's completely inept and she is not cut out for the kitchen. And whatever skills she had last season, she left them on the hill because she's somehow worse than she was before. And sometimes it is good to know really where your limits are and just to cut and run. So I think in this case, normally I'd be like, hey, come on, stick at it. You'll be okay. But she forgot to put sugar in the cheesecake. You know, she put the frittata on high. Like, it's every single day. It's like something really chaotic and bad. Like, so bad that you're like, maybe we should move you over to, like, the Gap or something.
That's true. But you know what? Cooking is a skill. It's not necessarily a talent. I mean, food is a talent. You know, I'm not saying that there are no people with talent in it. But cooking itself is a skill. It's a learned skill. So at some point, you just have to, like...
So is flying a plane. That's true. And I'm not going to like put Alicia in the co-pilot chair either. Okay.
That's true. But if you've already got one inept person who doesn't know what they're doing to be like, oh, you know what we'll do? Well, let's just switch it around and get another inept person and we'll move you over here where you're only slightly inept. And we'll just put another inept person in there. Like, what? I know that it has to do with casting too. And I guess sous chefs aren't apparently a big thing on yachts, or at least on this show, because last year was the first one they even had one. So maybe they just can't find them. I don't know. But the whole thing, I'm just like, come on, Jason, dude, give her a good talking to or something. But like replacing one flat tire with another flat tire is crazy.
Crazy. And thank you for doing it. So
and thank you. Yes.
And thank you. The Real Housewives are still on this boat, by the way. And so Heather and Whitney are looking around for Heather's nipple cover.
Nipple covers want to get away from Heather. Let that be a lesson to you. When even your nipples are running away.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad sign. Mike and Daisy are prepping a table. And Mike is like, me and Daisy have been getting along very well. She's very independent, very strong-willed, plus 5 foot and blonde hair. That's ticking a lot of boxes. It's like, okay. And she's just like, whatever. Crazy hair. So then we go to the galley and she comes back after having cried to Jason and she's put a smile back on and they start prepping breakfast and Daisy is radioing. The guests would like to do yoga with Jason this morning. So Jason goes upstairs. He starts leading this yoga class. That's supposed to be, I guess, a moment of relaxation and tranquility, but doesn't really go in that direction.
Yeah, so Jason's leading, and Heather's like, how are you feeling, Brent? It's fucking yoga, Heather. And Brittany's like, Lisa gets to say whatever she wants to me, and she just gets to say I'm sorry, and that's the end of it, and I'm kind of over it. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Come on, Heather, do you know what I'm saying? Come on. They're, like, doing the down dog and stuff. Heather's like, no, just do the yoga.
And Jason's like, all right leg up, right leg forward, kimono open. And Brittany's like, I mean, I guarantee I will never hear an apology for all the horrible things that she spewed at me last night. There's like a big kaboom that happens and it's bullshit and I hate it. All right, and then downward dog, get your butt up in the air. And I'm a moron on this. I didn't call her anything.
Jason's like, yoga is a form of meditation. I don't think that's really good for this group. You know, Brittany's like, she won't apologize. Jason's like, oh, now I'm staying out of this. This is bullshit. So he leaves. He just cuts it really short. He's like, bye. He's like, and bye. We were wondering when we were watching this on Salt Lake City, like that was the shortest yoga class ever. Now we just see Jason's like, nah, no.
Yeah, he's not in any mood for this. So in the galley, Alicia is squeezing limes and Ben's like, no, honey, buns. Just use the lime juice, honey. No, what are you doing? She's like, the juicer. No, we got lime juice in the bottom of the fridge. Please, can you use that? Come on now. She's like, but I love you, Ben, and I really respect you, but I don't want to be here. The lime juice is the straw that broke the camel's back. I actually fucking hate it. I hate it. Okay, that's fine, but stop putting lime juice in the middle of the cheesecake. That's the wrong place for it. Sugar in the cheesecake, lime juice on the fish. How many times do I have to explain it to you?
All right there, Pixie Puss, tell me what's going on. Go ahead, talk to me, talk to me.
She's like, well, I cry every day and I can't do the job and you'd be better off with someone with qualifications. And he's like,
I realize a lot of this stress is because you aren't a chef and sometimes I treat you like a chef. Okay, I understand.
But your temperament is just too much.
What temperament?
That's the most amazing. He's like, what? You mean my kind attitude? Like, the outburst, fine. The outburst is just too much. Please. Yes. Please understand that, you know, what we do requires a lot of perfection or some perfection or just a base level adequacy or, I don't know, the simplest of logic. And if you don't have that, I apologize. Sometimes I'll get a little hard on you. But I don't want to upset you because you don't have that many brain cells and why dedicate any of them to tears? Am I right?
He's like, I can't do it. I'm just utterly useless.
He's like, all right, listen, I've been a bit of a dick to work with. All right, I'm going to admit that. So
she's like, but I'm useless. So it's fair.
He's like, well, that's it, love. That's it. Nailed it with that one. You're useless as well. Now, find some lime juice. I believe in you.
So he's like, she's saying that she respects me and that she wants to quit at the same time. And it feels terrible because I should be a good boss. And a good leader. And if someone's going to quit on me, that's not good for me. Just kidding. I really don't care. Get me someone new, please. Anyone.
Now Bronwyn and Meredith are wearing their inflatable silly costumes. They're like, oh my God, my marriage is terrible, but I'm going to pretend it's fine by putting on an inflatable costume and going to the airport. Costumes that Bronwyn wears. And Batul just sees them and she's like, what? What is going on? And then they take that stupid little stuffed animal thing. And is this where they throw it in? They throw it in.
So they do the whole thing that we saw before, which is that they bring it up, they throw it in. And Joao's just watching. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. Right now, what we're doing is we're polluting the sea with the fucking unicorn. We don't do that in Zim. It's a finable offense, a jailable offense. And in Zim, they'll throw popcorn at your head for it. So no matter how colorful the thing is, it's still littering.
So we see Joao go on the tender and pull the unicorn from the water. So it was Joao.
And notably, the entire second half of the season, the entire second half of Salt Lake City, we could maybe blame it on Joao because it was Joao who went and fetched the unicorn. And if he had never fetched the unicorn, then Brittany would not have been sad, and then everyone would have felt bad for Brittany, and Meredith would not have lost her mind at that point on the plane. Who's to say?
Who's to say? I did like that it was one douchebag saving the gift of another douchebag. It's like, wait a minute.
That's true.
He's like, wait a minute. That seems like it came from another douchebag. I must save it.
Must save it. Wonder where he got this made. I've got to get one of these things. It's me. I love you. I will. You are loved. Have a wonderful sleep. Ha 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 ha. Zim.
You are zimmed.
You just hug it and it goes, boom. You just got jowowed. Zim.
Zim, 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 zim.
You are zimmed.
It's a very confusing stuffed animal. Mommy, what is this animal doing? We don't know.
I am Build-A-Bear. I'm returning this. It just told my child that it got zimmed. Now, I don't know what the fuck you think you're...
Mommy, can we go to Zimbabwe? Now, where did you get that idea from?
Mommy, unicorns are better in Zimbabwe.
Now it's the land of the unicorn.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Daisy and Jason, he's handing her CVs and stuff. And, oh, no, he answered the comment cards. And she's like, oh, God, please, no. And he's like, they're not menus, they're reviews, so just look them over. They're for our guests. You know, they're going into a beautifully designed box, all right? They're locked. They walk off, and a lot of them don't want to tell us what they really feel. So I think this is something that we can look at as a captain and actually analyze where things are moving. Do you understand? I want to know what changes that we can make so I can avoid making them at all costs.
And I also want to avoid having to keep an eye out on what changes I don't want to make at any time either. So you guys do it for me. So Daisy's like, all right, this is making me quite anxious. It's like, oh, is it? Well, I mean, it's good pressure. I'm nervous. I don't know what these zombie women are going to tell Jason, but you know, I'm good at reflection, and I think it's a great idea to progress. Even better, if it's a good comment, then I get a good comment, and I'm winning. Winning!
So now it's she hands out all the review forms as the anchor is being lifted, and now the ladies are all sitting for breakfast, and Angie is back with them after her barfing the whole episode last time. So she comes in and she's like, how are you two feeling today? That is the real question. I am Greek.
Well, I'm a survivor, and I can deal with a lot of hatred thrown my way.
And it's interesting because in the Salt Lake City reunion, we find out that one of the reasons that Meredith has been so furious with Brittany is because Brittany was supporting a hair salon or a nail salon or something in Salt Lake City that was under fire for making really anti-Semitic comments to a client that went viral, and Brittany wrote them a review, and it was this whole thing. And so Andy was like, well, do you think that Brittany is anti-Semitic? Is that what you're saying? She's like,
well, yes, I do. And I think that she's treated me a certain way on this show.
And so that became a big thing. So now watching this all back, you hear Meredith's language in kind of a different way, right? Because she's like,
well, I have taken plenty of hatred from this one.
You know, she's made a couple comments like that. And so you see it in a different light.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely picked up on that as well. So she's like, this pea brain behind me, I barely even know. And they start fighting. And Daisy's like, I mean, at the stage, if they weren't fighting, I'd generally be worried. I actually think I'd have to pull out the defib. And I'm like, are you alive? Are you okay? Can you hear me?
I'm loving Daisy's confessionals this season because she's really animated. She's always been really animated. But have you noticed she's doing like body work now? She'll be like,
I mean, at this stage, if they weren't fighting, I'd genuinely be worried.
I was like, wow, you're giving it the shoulders and everything. I love it.
She probably always was doing that, but because she was on a sailing boat, she was moving so much because of the boat, it just looked like she was sitting still. I don't know. So Jenna is like, she's like, I think they forgot about every single meal. And Daisy says, well, that's why I don't think they eat. That's why they're so skinny. That's what we should do. We should fight till we forget to eat. It's not a bad idea. So then the boat comes in to dock. It's docking, docking, docking. They're doing it. They're going to dock. And then Brittany's like, she can call me a pea brain and you can call me a dingbat. Is there any friends here for me? Is there anyone for me? And Heather's like, yeah, I'm going to go change. And we need to be packed up and off the boat. Because the sooner we're off the boat, the sooner I can go to my hotel room and have sex with Jason. What? Did I say that? What?
Well, only haters think that other people are haters, and I'll just leave it at that. Wow. Nice final words which mean nothing. Mm. You don't make any sense, Brittany. So the women fill out their review cards. And I think everyone should just say, Heather needs to stop fucking screaming.
Yeah, that would be, I think all the fish in the sea are saying that right now. So Heather's reading it and the question is like, who stood out the most? So she chooses Mike. And then Whitney's like, no, it says what stood out the most, not who. And so they fill out their cards.
thank God Whitney's here.
I know,
the
right?
The anchor stood out.
Best crew ever. Thank you so much for everything. Thanks for having us here. Even though you didn't have Vita Tequila, it was still an amazing, amazing yacht. The kind that I would totally recommend to Ben and Blake. Ah!
Are you guys going to miss us? I know you're going to miss us.
And now they're all hugging the crew. And of course, Jenna loves them. So she's like, I'm going to miss these housewives. Oh, I love the drama. I love it.
Well, we have had a trip of a lifetime. You guys absolutely rose to the occasion. This is a small token of our appreciation, and we want you guys to go out on the town and just do us proud.
Like, okay. So they leave, and then Daisy's like, oh, 1 second. And so she comes back, and she brings Uni the Unicorn over to Brittany. And Whitney's like, does it still work? And she's like, no, it's broken, you guys. Who threw this over? Was it Meredith? And you guys are just trying to cover for her? Why? And they just walk off. And we know it's actually kind of fun watching them walk off because we know what shit show they're about to go enter onto with that airplane.
Yeah, that begins the next half of the season on Salt Lake City. Daisy's like, oh, finally, I can hear myself. I can hear myself think.
And you know what I'm thinking? Get off the damn boat. So then the crew starts prepping the boat for the next charter, and Jason's reading the comment cards. Five stars, loved access to the water's toys, more magic mic, what could be improved, not a damn thing. It's good to hear. So no issues.
Only
with the
Heather
cards.
Would want more mic.
Yeah, honestly.
That is a starved lady. Yeah. That is someone who's starving, you know? That is the last dry bagel on the Hyatt Place buffet in the morning.
Ooh.
You know?
Well, that's pretty
delicious.
Dry. Oh, put some powdery scrambled eggs on that one. So, Jason, time for a tip meeting. All righto, guys. The first tip meeting of the season. We didn't expect to start off with a crew member down, and there was a professional docking, and the food went out perfect. The service was amazing. There were some complaints that the cheesecake tasted like cardboard, and turns out you actually served cardboard, so maybe don't do that next time. And this season, we have review cards from all the charter guests, and they get a chance to say what they feel. And in general, 5-star. Mike gets a lot of attention. They said, we love how his hair looks like an Olympic torch. That was absolutely beautiful.
This one says, I did not approve of being called a pea brain. No fair. And fair is spelled F-A-Y-R. So that's a bit confusing. But you know what? It was just an experiment. So try it again next time.
This card says, you'll do better next time, Custard Domes. Oh, sorry, that one was for me, for Alicia. Apologies.
All right, this one says, need more stains on the mattress for them to be believable. All right, well, try again next time. Still a 5-star.
Don't understand
that
one.
Good.
Did you call Mike's hair Olympic torch? Because I feel like as soon as I said it, that I was like, wait a second, I think Ronnie said that last week.
I think you said it. I was saying he looks like a heat miser. I think you said Olympic torture.
It's definitely giving.
I think he looks like Troll Doll or like a Phyllis Diller or Heat Miser, something like that. Yeah, I think you said Olympic torture.
I just really have that in my brain. I don't know why. Yeah. It's not like they're happening right now.
So he's like, all right, everyone was 100% happy. And this is the best tip that we've ever seen in my life. It's $35,000, right? $35,000, which is crazy. I was surprised.
I think there was a tip last season on Below Deck Med. I think those, the mob wives left a $40,000 tip.
Yeah.
If
they got 40.
Right. Mm-hmm. Weren't we like, whoa, but 35 is very, very generous, you know, and we'd expect nothing less from a Bravo Liberty, Scott and Gandessa. And also from our OnlyFans. That's right, gay porn stars.
Oh God, yeah, I don't know that we'd expect anything from the gay porn stars, but definitely, definitely from Contessa. So they cheer again, and they're rich. Alicia's like, oh my God, Ben who? I had a stressful time and cried every day. Who cares? I'm rich.
And he's like, all right, everyone, go out tonight. Look after each other. Also, one last thing. Here's the helmet, and we're not going to use it. All right. So then
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that no one had the helmet?
No, I think he's playing favoritism because we all know who deserves that helmet is Cry Pants, Cry. That's who deserved it. She should have had it. He's going to have to restaff the boat because of her, you know, change around positions because of her. And it should have been her, but he's friends with her now off the boat. Favoritism.
Yeah. So Ben and Jenna are having a glass of wine while people are getting ready to go out. They're kind of flirting down in the galley. And he's like, I'm a stand-up comedian, putting globes. And she's like, really? He's like, yes, I am. Where can I watch you? It's a subscription thing. I'll pay it for it. It's fine. Don't you worry. Ba-dum-dum-cha.
And she's like, usually with older men, they seem like they have their shit together. And they probably have a dog and a house already. And there's maturity there, you know? And you won't find that with the 20-year-old still cradling next to his mommy. It's become a life mission for me to make you to make you laugh a little bit, you know?
Oh, this crush on Ben is bizarre.
Too young. It won't work out well.
And you're also aiming for like the upper echelons of like the 1%. So I don't know if that's going to be your aim. Don't just pick somebody because they're old and they probably have, you know, a mortgage. That's not a good enough reason. Trust me, I'm old and I have a mortgage. It's no reason.
So everyone's getting ready and Ben sees Joao in shorts. Like, are you wearing jean shorts? He's like, yes, I am. They love that in the Eastern Hemisphere.
What did I tell you? Stand up all the time. That's me.
And Eddie's like, oh, tonight I'm really looking forward to the dance floor. Alicia, the dance floor, me. I can't wait to pull out my moves. Spoiler alert, they involve thumbs.
Yeah. Like in the car, he pokes her in the armpit or something and smells it. And then she smells his armpit. And they're like, smells quite nice, actually. And then they get to this.
This is the couple everybody wants to avoid at the Golden Corral. You can just see it.
Yeah. So they get to this club. It's just basically like three houses in a row. I guess I'll just probably have to go to this club every single time because it seems like it's a pretty desolate island. And they order drinks. And then Eddie just starts dancing. And it's just mortifying because you just know the local. This feels like it's a club for the locals. And the locals are like, what is this guy doing? Oh, my God. And he's doing this, like, exaggerated dad dance. Like, he's like, he knows he's not a good dancer. So he does that thing where he exaggerates how bad of a dancer he is. And he's like, I love dad dancing. You got the sprinkler. You got the shopping trolley. You know, have a look around. You got the golf swing. You got the lawnmower. There's a whole plethora. And if anyone critiques it, they're wrong because you can't critique dad dancing. I'm like, I can actually. And I want you to stop.
Actually, dad dancing in itself is a critique. It's called dad dancing. That's why they call it that. That is the critique, sir. And he literally does do a golf swing. It's like, wow, that's one of his moves. Doing
all the embarrassing things. And Jenna's like, he looks like a bird trying to ruffle his feathers to attract the mate, as opposed to Ben, who just looks like a bird who's just walking down a sidewalk. God, so hot.
God, I love him. He's just so old.
I love birds trying to attract a mate. I love those videos. I'm served those all the time because every time I'm served them, I watch them like 10 times in a row. So they just keep serving them. And they're so funny. I saw one the other day, like fly up to this little bird and it just puts one of his wings up at a time and like moves his head over and then puts up the other wing and moves his head over. And it just keeps doing it over and over. It's like.
Yeah. Bird dances are crazy. It's like that one bird that's like in the original Planet Earth. There's that one bird that they really, you know, featured big time where it would just like stand there and like put its face out big, like puffed its feathers out, let's look like a big oval and like dance left and right. Still somehow they have better dance moves than Eddie though. So they're dancing and they're like, God, he's really, really bad. And then meanwhile, Jason is on the boat and he's just watching Salt Lake City for the first time. He's like, all right, let's see what this is all about. And he presses play and it's like,
you are disgusting.
He's like, oh wow. Wow. So we go back to Alesia and Eddie is still dancing. And now they're rubbing butts together. She's kind of doing the white girl twerk thing. And then they start kind of white people twerking on each other's butts. And then she says if she was going to take anybody home, it would probably be Eddie. Just so she could hear her mom say, oh, God, you're too good for my girl. That's for sure. Run while you can. Run.
Seriously. He goes, you can do whatever you want to me. She goes, I do whatever I want. He goes, then kiss me then. He goes, oh, fuck off. You can't get the wrong opinion. I'm a taken woman. He's like, what? Wait, what?
I've got a boyfriend. You're taking it too deep. Have you not heard my confessionals about Whistler?
She says, I met my boyfriend in Whistler in a bar in Canada, and he was standing on the chair dancing, and he pulled me up and he said, you're right, darling, you want a drink? And that was that, really. Turns out standing on a chair on a mountain in Canada was really hot for me. So he knows, but Eddie knows that I'm like really, really flirty because, my boyfriend knows I'm really, really flirty because we've only been together for 2 months. And for the record with Eddie, I did think about it. It did cross my mind, but unless you've got a chair, I'm not getting up there. That's my motto.
He's like, well, there's flirtiness and then there's not flirty. She's giving out mixed signals. Yeah. And also dance less.
Yeah. You're giving out dad signals right now. Also, I think that the whole she's giving out mixed signals is kind of a, I don't think we say that anymore. I think that's a pretty retrograde thing. I mean, I was surprised for sure. But at that point you say, oh, okay. And you move on.
Yeah. I don't know. He seems fine. He seems harmless. He's at least respectful. You know, I mean, I'm used to below deck guys. So I was like, well at least he backed off when she told her.
He did. He did the right thing. I'm just saying, like, that was always like, she's given up. Mixed signals was always like the phrase for sexual harassers for decades on end. And like, but what? Of course I put my hand on her ass. She was giving out mixed signals. So yeah. When he said that, I was like,
Well, for sure.
I feel it you. Was after, it was like, a surprise. Some
kind of, yeah. So Alicia's like, I'm giving my lips where they need to be, around a burger or some sausages. No, not those kinds of sausages. I'm a taken woman, cameraman. Like, oh, God. So we leave the bar.
Messages.
Go back to the bar.
Just giving out a few.
Maybe, well, I guess we just need to come up with a different term for it. I mean, I don't know. So they leave the bar and they go back to the boat. And some people go to bed. Some people go to the hot tub. And it's time to play Shag, Marry, Kill, which is normally a pretty innocent game. Although nobody really wants to be told that they're the one that's married. You know, like, I want to marry him. Like, he seems like the one I can cheat on, or I don't know. I feel like that's the game. Least complimentary one.
It's a tricky game. I've seen enough Love Island seasons to know that this one could go awry, you know, because yes, people want to be the one that gets kissed, but marriage is actually the higher compliment. And I've seen so many times where the guy chooses the one that he really likes for marriage. And then like, she gets really mad about it. So you have to tread delicately.
Yeah, because I feel like marriage is a backhanded compliment because they're saying, like, don't want to fuck you, but you probably will take care of me the best. Like, you'd pay the bills, right, but I don't want to fuck you. That's how I take that one.
Right. But it really should be the other way, which is like, wow, you're actually so great that I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And this person is just like an empty kiss. But people, of course, see it the other way around.
Everybody wants to be fucked, you know?
Everyone wants to just be the kiss. Like, you want to give away everything and you will sacrifice everything for that kiss. And marriage, people see marriage is like, sure, I'll have a humdrum existence with you where we go to the store.
Exactly.
So it's a very delicate, it's a delicate game. I'll pretend to
like the same Netflix shows as you because otherwise we'll have a fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a delicate game because you really have to get inside the other person's head in terms of what they think of marriage and kissing. So there's more sophistication to it. But what I would not expect would be a full meltdown about chef camaraderie, which is exactly what happens next.
Oh, so Daisy, Lord.
I know, Daisy starts this off and she's like, okay, well, I'm going to kill Ben. He's like, you'd kill me, really? It's like, yes, I'm going to put in like a really good way where I would go up to you. And I put my hand on your shoulder. I said, you die now. And she goes, oh, okay. Well, I suppose I'll take that. So,
I do it really painfully and slowly too.
And that's Alicia saying that. And by the way, she's got the biggest glass of wine I've ever seen. that she's chugging through this whole thing. So she's getting wasted. And Daisy would marry Mike because I feel like I could get you to do anything. I mean, look at you. Yeah, basically, I just have you put your head down and walk around a banister. It would be dusted in 2 seconds. And Mike's like, well, at least I'm not a one-night stand.
And Daisy's like, and I think I'd fuck Jenna because I think she'd give great head because we've got each other. And Alicia's like, well, I'd shag Mike. I'd marry you, Joao. And I'd kill you, Ben. I've had time to think about this. He's like, what? Really? You know what? You know what? Toffee face. I wouldn't kill myself in spite of you.
Listen here, Stevia Stub. I wouldn't let you kill me, and I wouldn't kill myself. And I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. And he's like, well, I wouldn't let myself be killed just to spite you. How about that one?
And they're like, it's kind of awkward.
Okay. It's like, all right, well, here we go. Chef camaraderie. You wouldn't know about that, would you? Chef camaraderie. What are you talking about? This is some of that chef bullshit they do on Top Chef, you know, where they act like they're in like the Vietnam War. Chef camaraderie, we all go down together.
She's like, no, I don't know what that is.
Well, you might learn it one day. You might just learn it one day.
And Daisy's like, all right, get back in your thoughts. You're being a dick now. Well, I'm not going to be chef ever, so what do I care? And he's like, oh, you're not?
Well, that's weird, because on your CV it says chef. So what about that? What about that, cotton candy cups?
Stop it.
So I should just pussyfoot around your feelings? Pussyfoot, that's a good one. Wish I'd come up with that one also. No, it's an actual verb. Okay, fine. Marmalade nubs. Let's be funny and just say, I want to kill my department head. How do you like that? Oh, kill the department head. She goes, no, it's shag, marry, kill. Grow up.
Oh, really, is it? Coco cuticles. It's all fun and games to you, isn't it?
And everyone's confused because he's really mad and now he's yelling. And Alicia's like, it's a fucking game. I don't want to fuck anyone. I don't want to fucking kill anyone. I mean, let's just get out of your own fucking head, why don't you? I mean, Mr. Bin, if you want me to shake your hand and say I'm sorry for the comment, I'll do that. We're playing a fucking game.
Oh, really? Do I have a chance of your camaraderie? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Because he's putting his hand out. And then, or she's putting her hand out, and then he won't. I don't know. There's this whole thing.
Yeah,
with
he won't shake. She's trying to shake his hand.
She's like, I just put my hand out. May, he's like, do you have my back for the rest of the season, butter biscuits? I just said yes a million fucking times. I'm shaking your hand. I'm shaking it. Do you have my back for the season? She's like, yes. Do you have my back? Yes, I fucking do. Well, shake my hand. Everyone's like, what is happening?
All right, then. I'm glad we cleared that up. I'm glad.
And he's talking to Daisy quietly because he's sitting next to her in the hot tub. He's like, I didn't think that was very funny. And it's like, oh, come on, Ben. It's just work. Remember, it's just work. And he's like, And then he has this breakdown and he's like, oh, I'm just more sensitive because everyone's just let me down. That's why I was meant to get married last year and I caught up. She'd been seeing one of my friends for a very long time, and I spent $50,000 on a wedding I didn't attend. And that's why I'm more sensitive. I lack faith in humanity.
I'm sensitive now. Yeah, sad story, but like so ridiculous. It's just so I'm sensitive. You cannot play fuck, marry, kill with me in this state. Molasses bits.
Well, it could have been shag, marry, or cheat on. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel like they were being pretty sensitive with you, actually.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, guys, this has been extremely dramatic and extremely tear-wrenching to watch Chef Ben feel things, especially after seeing how he treats women in general on this. I really can't feel bad for Ben because I want to know her side first.
Before I feel bad for you, I need to hear her side. But yeah. Before we go on any further, I think it's time that we commemorate something very special on Watch What Crappens. It's our third recap of the year, and we have not done this yet. So it is time to bring back
the fish report. The fish report.
Very fun.
Now, this is the fish report. These are the fish from last week. So they were very good. So I didn't want to let a week pass without commemorating the very special fish of episode 2. So let's get going, shall we, Ben?
Let's take a look. Looks here like we got go. A shark going on here.
Got huh? a shark. We've got a very menacing shark here.
It was a big shark episode last week, yeah.
And this is the frowny shark. See, look at that frown.
Yeah, low angle. Really can see its dental work. I think it's time for some veneers. Let's be honest.
Yeah. You've been on Bravo long enough that you should have some big old veneers, sir. There's no excuse for this.
Yeah. It must be weird to go through life with your nostrils kind of looking like your eyeballs, huh? It's like, I can see you down there. Just kidding. Those are my nostrils. I do it to everyone.
Yeah. But they do look like eyes on a frowny face. Or if you look at it as a smiley face, they look like just like kind of moles on a chin.
Yeah. You know what's funny about this shark? It kind of, when you look at it from down below, it just sort of looks like an oven mitt, you know? Like, okay, hey, everyone stay back. I'll get that pan for you. Okay, I'm equipped for it.
This is why this shark is a bottom. Because it's like, I do not want to be seen from below. Please just do not look at it. It's not my best angle. No, hey, I do not like it in my butt, but I also don't like to be seen from below. So I just take it.
She's also a bit of a diva because look, totally found his light, right? It's like, okay, predator, way to be stealthy. You're just in the light right now, shining on your back, alerting everyone of your presence. Good job.
And also,
these fish just don't give a fuck.
Looking at this, I don't know how a shark ever loses weight because you're constantly just walking around with food. You know, like in my kitchen, yeah. I don't have anything out on the counters because I'll eat it. I mean, I don't even care if it's like a gerbil, I'll eat it. So to just be walking around where there's M&Ms floating all over the place and flying right at you, how can you stop?
And also, why don't you snack on them? Like, why do you like come after us humans when we're just trying to frolic when you have snacks all around? Okay. Just like if you graze on your little fish that you're around all day long, you probably would be content.
Well, it also kind of makes sense if you look at it that way, because we're putting our hand on their plate. And if we're in a restaurant and you get your fucking hand on my French fry without me knowing, you're going to lose a hand. So I kind of see where sharks are coming from, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like the shark is late to the party. It's like, guys, I'm here. Are you guys finished watching Love Island? Oh, I didn't realize I'd be this late. Okay. Well, fine.
All right. So that's a little sharky. And then we move on to this gorgeous thing. Oh my gosh. This thing is dressed up and ready to go. What is that, a fossil or what? What is that?
Is it coral? Is it a giant scallop shell? It might be, you know, those giant scallop shells that like open up and close, you know, like those, you know, I'm talking about like giant clams. I think it might be a giant clam. You know, I'll look up a giant clam.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's kind of like a glory hole of the sea. Cause look at this. I think it's a giant clam. I think it's a glory hole.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is you don't see a seam, and I don't know if the giant clams are necessarily red. Let's see, giant clam.
Clams look like that?
Oh, I think it's a giant clam.
Wow.
Look up giant clams. They're like enormous. Giant clams are like enormous, and they have that zigzag thing. It just, it must be like, but it's weird that it has that hole, the glory hole, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I'll look up clams, and you look up glory holes, and then let's see who's right. Let's just wait and see if a penis pops through here. Let's just wait.
Yeah, very sexually coded language here.
It is. So now we go to whatever fish this is. This is a crazy fish, and I like that it's like, I don't have to do anything because I look like the wall. So
this fish was like, I like knows that clownfish are like the chic ones. So this one's like, I went to the doctor and I had a procedure done to look like a clownfish, but it didn't quite work out. It's like, guys, I'm a clownfish. I'm so chic, right? I'm like a clownfish. They're like,
it is trying to get the plastic surgery to look like a celebrity, and it just never works out. Like that guy who paid millions of dollars to look like Justin Bieber, and he looks like Barney Rubble. Like, what?
Yeah.
Where'd the money go?
Look at its sad eye. You just know Fran the fish over here is like, so I got the clownfish done. It was actually it wasn't very invasive. And it took me 3 days to recover. And now I'm here. I am.
Where are the photographers? It's Nemo. It's me, Nemo. He's standing outside of Craig's. He's like, come on, anybody take my picture.
This fish is going straight to Hollywood Boulevard of the Sea to have tourists take pictures with it. Guys, look, let's get a picture with Nemo. It's a stupid one.
Oh, okay. Then we go to a beautiful coral. I mean, this is just a stunning coral. And then go to Mike's hair. No, it's not Mike's hair. That's Eddie. Okay. Oh, here's what we're looking at. Look at this jellyfish. Oh, my gosh. It actually does look like Mike's hair, actually, if you look at it.
It does. It looks like a chef's toque, but like a fabulous fuchsia version.
This is gorgeous. Like,
I'm a chef's hat, and I took a little bit of the chef's hair with me.
This is wearing like fringe, because I feel like jellyfish usually are like kind of a glob of a thing. Mm-hmm. And this one has like tassels.
It's very much like a jellyfish ballroom dancer.
It actually looks like Amanda Francis's dress from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where she's talking about her Malibu Barbie manifestation.
Mm, yeah.
Just put Amanda Francis's head right here.
Beautiful colors.
It was beautiful. Okay, let's go up the turtle. Lots of Classic. Turtles, guys. This turtle does not give a fuck. He's like, I'm falling. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, this turtle is, I hope it's wearing deodorant. That's all I gotta say.
You know when that baby from that album cover, it was like a naked baby Nirvana. In the pool? Yeah, and then it grew up and sued the band because it was like, I was just a baby. I didn't consent. The turtle was like, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is that. This is a recreation. He's like, fucking baby's complaining. I'll do it.
The turtle's like, bloop, bloop. When the lights are out, bloop, it's contagious. Bloop, bloop, we went on to bloop, 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 contagious. Bloop, 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 and on and on and on. Like, okay, stop it, turtle.
So now we see, now this thing is.
Look at that.
Hold on, let me go back a little bit. This thing is a disease. I mean, this looks like a disease, whatever this is. But look at all these little shrimp on top of it. Those shrimp are like riding the disease. They're like, fuck yeah.
Those shrimp, they got like a move-in special at the new condo. They're like, we saw the model, we just had to buy. You can see they're all in the different balconies. You're going to have some friends over later. Maybe have... They'd be like, guys, come over. We have a great view of the fireworks on July 4th. You just have to come over.
This is when you're getting itchy and you go get an STD test and they put it under the microscope. They're like, this is why you should be careful who you're sleeping with. This is what's happening.
Maybe this like structure is just at a concert and like a really like powerful song is playing. They've all taken out their cell phones or just swaying with it.
They're showing the lights. Like, yes, Beyonce, we love you.
Beyonce singing Halo, and they're all like, yes, I can see your Halo. Halo. The shrimp are like, let me get on top. I can't see.
Okay. And now we go to my favorite, I think, fish is this guy right here who, has the bathroom key. This is a fish that you're like, can I get the bathroom key? And they're like, you just went.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a grouper. It might be a grouper, but whatever it is. Like, there's that certain style of fish that's just so classically big old fish. The big old fish lips, that underbite, the face that's just like, you know what? I once looked beautiful.
I was pretty once, kids.
I took Hooman for Shikati to the prom once. That's right. I asked him. I was ahead of my time. I was a feminist.
And I like that it just kind of side-eyes the camera, too. It's like, what? You got a fucking problem with me? Look how his eyes are moving at the camera. It's like, yeah, whatever. You cannot pee.
Yeah, it's got some of the stripes of a moray eel, that's for sure.
Now we get these little cute Hamburglar fish. I love these. They're just like, oh, found a wheelbarrow at the bottom of the ocean. Maybe there's a hamburger near it.
Kelly, it's an anchor. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you just spreading lines about wagons. Our adventures are not that exciting. It's just an anchor.
Oh, so I can't put a bunch of hamburgers on here and wheel it out? We'll see about that.
Well, you could try, but you're not going to get very far because it's an anchor.
You're an anchor.
Well, you know what you are? You're a nuisance. And we never even invited you to be part of this group. It was just Shelby did, and Shelby left the group, and now we're stuck with you, and we're not happy about it.
Just walk away. Just walk away.
I'm going. Jeez. Okay, now we go to... Oh, this thing's beautiful. It looks like a leaf that got dropped and just kept growing. It's so pretty. I mean, the interior design in this ocean is great. I think that's why I'm pointing this one out.
This is a great, beautiful. This is a great touch here. Yeah.
So this is why you guys, the pull out, this is why the pull out method doesn't work. Look at this. Look how many of these things there are.
Condors. Look, I would like to point out that beautiful, if you go forward a little bit to the school of fish, look at that. They're all, first of all, this is, all the fish are going one way. They're like, okay, got to get to work. And then this one is like, I work from home. That's why I'm dressed down. I'm in my purple sweatpants.
I don't care what they say. I'm not going into that damn office. I'll zoom the whole thing.
Go in the opposite direction.
They're like, you can't zoom. Last time you zoomed, you were jerking off on the thing. We caught you. He's like, oh, damn it.
It's the,
what was that guy's name? That news
jerking
guy?
Off. Oh, remember he got Jeffrey caught? Toobin?
Yeah, it's like the Jeffrey Toobin fish. It's like, no more. Yeah. You've ended work to work from home for everybody. You're coming too. Not literally.
Fuchsia.
Toobin fish.
A lot of fuchsia elements in the fish today. Fish report today.
Yeah. Then we go to some kind of coral reef thing made out of churros, which look delicious.
Yeah.
And then we go to these little yellow fish. That's
nice. Yeah, yeah, they're very nice.
They're like shade. They're generic. Like, we can't go in the sun. They're like, we can't go in the sun.
Yeah, they're having a social.
Yeah, then some more little fish just swimming around. This one's really pretty. I just loved the look
got,
of this
I
one.
Feel like it got startled. It's like, just going to settle in for a nap right now. And, oh, geez, my watch is still on. Those vibrations get me every time.
Why are you telling me to stand? I'm in bed.
Just going to settle in. Just get a little, just like a 10-minute cat nap. Oh, God, Amber Alert. Oh, my God. How do you turn these things off? I don't know who the person is in the Greg Silver Toyota.
Then we go. Now, this fish is fucked
this
up.
One.
What is this fish? This fish is going to kick our ass. This fish is like, you want a piece of me? What are you looking at? You want a piece of me? You new to the neighborhood? Do not knock on my door for sugar. You ain't going to get it.
Elise is not happy. She's like, excuse you. I want you to move your car. This spot is reserved.
Hey, remember, I'm your neighbor. I said you couldn't borrow any sugar. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bug you, but do you have any foundation I could wear? I've got a bad breakout. Really bad.
You see this ball? I keep it now. I keep it. Sick of having to retrieve it from my yard.
This is the neighbor that's giving you judgmental looks. It's just like, ooh, every time you leave their house, they're like, ooh, where's it going now?
Wait,
ooh.
I didn't even notice that there's a whole group of fish to the right. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, look at Elise. She's mad again.
Elise just told us our trash cans are too close to the curb again.
Elise is, now that I see that there's all these little fish over there, Elise is sort of giving Judgy Crossy Guard vibes. Like, stop. We have children crossing the street. Stop.
I want to run them over too. But you know what? This is society and that's not what we do. Stop your car.
Slow down.
It's more important than these children's lives.
There are children at play. Okay? Slow down. You'll get to where you're going. Just slow down.
Okay. So then I think that's the same fish from the side. Look how much cuter she is from the side. You're like, oh my God, look at my hot neighbor passing. Yeah, it's me. Oh, geez.
Her butt is also her ponytail. I love it. Oh, God, I left something on in the oven.
Now we have this little turtle. I just like seeing that turtles are also self-conscious about their weight. Because look at this turtle eating. It's like, I'll have one blade of grass and I'll be happy with that. That's all I need.
You do all that diving just to get a blade of grass? Come on now.
My fitness pal is already full for the day. I've literally had one blade of grass.
I also feel like I've seen so many nature documentaries that are about the perilous developmental stages of little baby sea turtles and how the eggs are hatched and they have to cross across roads and across the beach and then birds come to try to eat them. And it's like a miracle that they even get into the ocean. I'm like, you do all that for this? Just to have a piece of grass?
Yeah.
You could have stayed on land for that.
This is what I got. I'm a fucking lawnmower. I won.
Oh, there's the grouper. This is the much sexier version. The orange version.
Yeah, this fish is just like, stop looking at me. Get out of here. Stop. I won't. And look at it. Oh. It's like, I said, stop looking at me. Stop fucking looking at me, I said.
That's rude.
Comes rude, right up to the camera. Doing. Get the fuck
beautiful
out of
eye.
Here.
Beautiful eyeball.
All right, then we get another school. Then we get another little shark. This one's, you know, just like a bottom feeding shark.
A little more generic.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cuddly.
Yeah. Is that the same? This isn't the same shark. This is different.
I don't know.
It's just a cute shark.
That other fish is like, oh shit, oh shit, there's a shark next to me. Oh shit, let's see. Oh shit. I'm going to get away. I'm going to go. Why is there light down here anyway? By the way, I was supposed to be cloaked in darkness, so can you turn that thing off? Thank you.
Yeah, and this little shark's just too young to know why everybody hates him. It's like, I just want to play, Mom. Why can't I have friends? Why? And now snakes in the ocean. There's a lot of snakes in the ocean. That's scary.
Yeah, a snake bit someone on Survivor last season. It was wild.
Wow. I don't want to concentrate on the snakes because they scare me. I like these just basic redfish. They're making no effort. They're like, I don't care. I'm going walking in the neighborhood. I'm just, this is how I look. That's it. Not one of these people who's got to go out in a cute little ponytail and a full face and makeup. Okay. It's just fucking exercise.
The one in the center, like, just went through some shit. It's like, you don't know what I've seen.
Why the long face, buddy?
I know. It's like so sad. Like, okay, is everyone ready for Mardi Gras? Not me.
Every day is Fat Tuesday in this house.
I think I just need to go home right now.
Hmm.
Okay, well, guess what? You are home. Look at this, and look at this eel coming up.
This eel is terrifying. Oh,
I guarantee this eel does not want to be seen from this angle. I'll tell you that much. It's like, okay, just going to go around the coral. No one's looking at my ass, right?
And then we get Jason's basic goldfish who are like, let us out of here. We're captive. Why would you hold us in jail? We're in the ocean. Please let us go. I'm sorry for whatever we did.
I want to be with where the eel was.
Can I have a bathroom key? Can I have a bathroom key? Can I have a bathroom key? This little one down here. I swear I gotta go.
That one is like really ruining the mission. Like the main one is like, guys, we need to make a sincere plea to Captain Jason and maybe he'll release us. And the little one's like, I kind of like him. Want to do some tricks for him?
That man refuses to do anything in leadership. I love it. Okay. And then we go to this turtle. Whoa. Was special because look how this turtle loves the camera. I love a camera whore. It's like, hey, hey.
Wow. That turtle doing a, wow, catching. Woof. It's like, well, see, I wouldn't want to be. It's actually really doing the high five. Psych. I'm going to keep on swimming. High five. No.
Psych. How cute. I love him. All right. It's and like, that's that for
fair.
Me. Yeah.
All right.
He's like armpit fetish. Okay. No. Okay. I'll try again. I'll go back to the glory hole.
Has anyone seen Elise?
And the fish report. All right. Thank you, fish. Great job. Okay, so now we come back to Ben has just finished crying and is going to bed. So everybody decides to go to bed because this was a train wreck. And then Mike goes to Daisy's cabin and he's like, oh, Daisy, can I get a little kiss? And she's like, no.
No.
So like, what do you think? Keeps walking. She's like, no.
So now it's the next morning and Jenna's asking if Alicia is okay. And she's like, I just feel disgusted with myself that I just had a full-blown war with my head of department. I've got to go. I had this big dream to be the big chef, but Ben is a challenge and the galley is a challenge. And I also can't tell the difference between salt and pepper. My mom said I'm not cut out to be a chef and I agree. So I don't know. Alicia's little journey is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Now we go to Mike and Eddie, and Eddie's like, oh, I had a chat with Alicia last night. She was Eddie's like, I had a chat with Alicia last night. She was flirty. And I was like, if you have a boyfriend, just break up with him. You know, I went full sprint for that one. Full sprint.
Well, what are you going to do on deck, mate? What about that? And Mike is like, well, I'm a deck stew. who knows what I got to do? And Joao's like, well, I heard only Dex do. That's all I heard. And so Mike is basically like, give me more jobs, etc. So then Jenna wakes up and she's like, are you looking forward to working with Alicia today? I don't think it should have gone as kicked off the way it got, how it kicked off. So you should go apologize. He's like, no, well, Ben, this is Ben she's talking to. So what you're saying is that Alicia was a total disgrace, but in order to keep the peace, I should be the bigger person to butterscotch nostrils. I'm up for it. Did anyone want to kill you, though? Just want to ask.
By the way, he's sleeping in the guest cabins because he was crying. So he was crying, yes. And he's like, can I sleep in the guest cabins then? And Daisy's like, all right, you can sleep in the guest cabins tonight because I know you're really upset. So I think this is going to become something that he does every night now because he's cried and he's wormed his way into the guest cabin. So she's sitting on his bed in there and she's like, well, I'm a delight. No one would kill me. And he goes, you were all kind of nice, aren't you? And she tells us, I've never met a person like Ben. You know, he's like, I don't know how you say, like, maybe cuckoo, but I feel like people don't understand him. And he's a good person. You just have to filter through all the layers. No, no, you don't. We've all been this girl. No, don't marry a mess so. Because you can just clean it up. It's not a soda that spilled on a movie theater floor. Okay.
Listen, Fudgy Knuckles. They call me Seesaw Benny. I won't go to a park without a seesaw. I'm like, I think they call you Seesaw Benny not because you're an essential part of the park, but because you're very up and down.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's like, I'm Seesaw Benny. I won't even go to a park without a seesaw.
Oh.
And she goes, you still go to parks? He's like,
I totally misread that. I thought he was saying that they were like, never mind. It's not even worth it. Let's go back to the fish report, shall we?
Right. Let's just stay on the fish report forever. So then we go to cleaning. Everybody's cleaning. And Jason's in the galley with Alicia again. And he's like, how are you? She's like, well, I was thinking like with the stewardess down, maybe I could switch over. And he's like, but I've already called a new stewardess 2 days ago. So you're going to have to. And she's like, no, but I'm telling you right now, it won't work for a whole season. So either we need to find a new Sue and I step down or I become a stewardess and stay on the boat. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. That's what I would say. Bye. Bye. Yeah. I think Ben is perfectly fine without a sous chef for the moment. He could probably go a charter without a sous because he basically did that as it is. So Jason's like, well, I was hoping she would come through and be willing to learn, but she's running. And at some point, she's going to have to learn to stay. Yeah, maybe, but this won't be the area where she's going to learn it. So Jason's like, well, I need a galley hand, someone to help Ben. Let's find the best solution for all of us, okay? So then Daisy is gathering the people around and Mike is like, so did I try to kiss you before I went to bed last night? She's like, yeah, Dad. Don't screw the crew. And I'm your boss. Don't screw your boss either. It's like, that would be awkward if I screwed the boss. I'll have to wait for after the work then. She's like, don't even laugh about that. I've been down this path before. It's not good.
Yeah. I don't hook up with people in my department. It's just not smart. And I certainly not hook up with somebody who loves their hair more than they love me.
You need to go. So now we're in the mess now with Jason and Daisy. And Daisy is saying, that like Alicia and Ben went for each other really badly last night. She's like, I went from 0 to 100. It's like, well, I want her to stay, but I've worked with her before and I know her off the boat as well. I met her sister in Sydney too, gave her a kimono. Well, I personally don't think that they can do the season together. This is going to keep going and taken away from their service and then hinder the guest food. And she fits in great with the crew and I'm happy for her to join my team if you want.
He's like, well, I've already got a stewardess coming in. She's already flying. So maybe I'll just ring her up and see if she likes cooking. I'm disappointed in Alicia. She can't toughen up for a while. But you know what? Who cares? Food's not important. Food rules aren't important. Training's not important. Let's just get a maid in there.
Are there no standards? I mean, are there no classes that you have to go to cook on a yacht?
Yeah. So Jason calls the stew and her name is written in his phone as Stew, which I thought was funny. And he's like, all right, well, I've got a problem here. My Sue is leaving and I need someone in the galley so I can move her into the new position and move you into the galley if you're comfortable with that. What I'm trying to say is I know you are coming on as a second Stew, but I'd like to demote you to a sous chef in a department that you have no interest in whatsoever. How do you feel about that? Is that something that you would do?
Question number one.
Yeah, I was surprised that I didn't recognize her voice because I loved the season with her and Bree fighting. I thought that was so funny. And we did her voice enough that I thought, wow, I would recognize that. But she's not talking in her regular voice. She's talking in her pleasing other people fake voice that she uses right up front. And she's like,
golly, I don't have much experience in the golly, but maybe dot, dot, dot. That is an ellipsis. Dot, dot, dot.
So she was using her fakey voice. So I didn't hear it. I was like, who is this going to be? So then Joao is talking to Batul and he's like, so did you have a good sleep? And she goes, I had crazy dreams. About cats again?
Yes.
I like that that's Batul's runner, that she's always having crazy dreams about cats.
The musical, specifically. She's like, I had a dream of Tyre. I was lifted up from the yacht on Tyre and sent off to the stage, to the ceiling. I don't understand.
So Mike drops a glass, then he drops another glass. He's a mess. And now it's preference sheet meeting, Charter 2. But meanwhile, Eddie passes Alicia in the galley and he's like, do we still have chill, sexy vibes after last night? You want to see that golf move again? Swing! She's like, chill and sexy vibes forever. I appreciate you.
So, they've been trying to, Below Deck has been trying to make the preference sheet meeting some sort of sassy, exciting thing. They've changed it up. It used to be just the heads of department, then it became like each department would have a meeting. And now they've changed it up again. We're back to heads of department, but we've got a whole brand new crazy thing, which is Jason introduces the primaries, Christian and his wife, Annette, who are real estate investors and former ballroom dancers. And they have elite polo friends and are no strangers to luxury. And then out of nowhere, we suddenly head to Greenwich, Connecticut to go into the world of Annette and Christian. And it's like, wow, we're getting like backstory on the guests. I actually kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie. I felt weird. Like part of me, I'm a traditionalist. I do enjoy just seeing the pieces of paper with their pictures and making judgments based off the pictures. But I don't know. I mean, I thought like if they're ever going to do this, why not start with this lady who decided to powder her face like it was 1873 in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Why does she look like she has consumption in a whorehouse? In Oliver Twist. Like, what is happening? Right. What is going on? She looks crazy. You're right. She's all pale. And then she has like rouge on her cheeks. And she's got some weird white ball gown type thing and a necklace. But she's packing a picnic. And so we find out she's packing a picnic for Polo. And she loves luxury. So she's packing caviar and bagels. That's right, you guys. And then her husband's, you know, like really overplaying the whole thing. And she's like, I've got caviar, creme fraiche, white champagne, and rosé. Just pack it, honey. Pack it. And they've got these really gigantic fluffy cats.
Yeah. And Annette tells us, our last super yacht experience was in Greece last year. I left my favorite down pillow in the hotel. And the owner dropped us off, then returned to Athens to get my pillow. Can you believe it? Lady, you're rich. Just get a new down pillow. Get a new favorite down pillow. Don't you have like your receipt from Amazon? Can't you just hit order again? I mean, no, what's going on here?
That wasn't Amazon. That was some like fancy pillow she got from some new special store from somewhere. You know, new money. She's like, I searched forever for this one pillow.
Yeah.
Yikes. So yeah, she seems annoying as fuck. And so does her husband. Yay.
Yes. So they are celebrating their friends on this 50th birthday. So Christian says that they are getting married on 11. They got married on 11-11-11, so they wouldn't forget, which sounds great until you can't remember if you got married on 10-10-10 or 12-12-12. And I'm saying this because I went to someone's wedding that was on, I think, 10-10-10, but I literally cannot remember if it was 10-10-10 or 11-11-11. 12, 12, 12. Although, wasn't it Cynthia Bailey who got married on 10, 10, 10?
I think didn't she so, a, but that seems like so like 10, long 10? Ago, right?
2020. No, she was 2020.
Yeah.
The point is you're not immune from confusion when you have all the same numbers.
So then Jason is like, all right, now let's talk about the elephant in the room. That lady looks dead. Am I right? All right. Let's also talk about staffing. So we've got some personality problems in the galley. And listen, if Alicia is not 100% committed, it'll tarnish your input and a sister will be mad at me. And that is the danger in getting to know somebody's sister off the boat. Now, she wants the stewardess and the crew. She wants to move to stewardess. And the new girl said that she'll love to learn. So she'll come to the galley. Ben's like,
Would it be better if we gave Puddin' Pout one more chance, one more charter in the kitchen? And Daisy's like, no, because I've got to train two new stews, and I can't be training a new stew every week.
That's right. The move might not work either. Yeah. Well, we'll see who the problem was also. Joking, not really. Which, Daisy loves this. Be like, we're going to prove to Ben that he's the piece of shit here. So Jason's like, okay, I want to correct any issues there. So if you can tone it down, Ben, that would be great. He's like, wait a second. I'm looking at this picture. I know this girl. I know Buttershins. So Ben's like, wait a second. He's like, mum's the word, right? Because I wrote to her 2 weeks ago on Instagram because I really liked her page. And we see pictures of this dude's body, but we don't see her head. And it's just like all abs and arms and limbs and boobs and like hotness. And we can only imagine what sort of messages Ben sent her.
Well, here's the thing. I know this girl. I liked her Instagram page a couple of weeks ago. Came upon it. Love the things that she has in there. Scantily clad.
And then we see the pictures, and it's like someone in a thong doing like a back bend. It's like their hard abs. I cannot believe I didn't guess who this was. I really did not guess it. I mean, all the signs were there. And then there's another one where it's like, oh, God, love the content. And you see her. It looks like she's doing a down dog, but off like a bench. And so her knees are up on the bench and her ass is facing up in the air in a thong. And he's like, oh, yeah, I love it. But I've got to be really well behaved in there.
So then Jason is talking to Alicia, and he's like, all right, you've given me the ultimatum that you want to be steward leave. And I understand that environment wasn't good for you, but I think you could have gone a little bit further to try and see if it could have worked. But now, because we're friends, I don't want to see you go, and you've put me in a position to put the new stew in the galley. So she was disjointed, but she was willing to do it where you weren't. So you're lucky, because I want to see that energy back. He's like, you're lucky because you almost had to quit, but you didn't have to quit. So you're lucky. Because he wasn't going to fire her. He's acting like he was like, you're lucky because I almost fired you. But it's like, no, you weren't going to fire her. You're actually playing totally by Alicia's rules right now.
Yeah, this is not a good move. And Alicia's like, oh my God, does anyone have any idea what I should do as a career? Because I'm 26 now, and I hope that the stewardess path will be more suited to me. But, oh, who knows? From caterpillar to butterfly. And she takes off her chef's jacket, and she's, I've never seen anybody excited this excited to clean a toilet. Like, no. She is thrilled.
Yeah, I feel like across the board, what we've seen are people transitioning out of the interior to the deck. Very few people are like, yes, I get to go inside and unclog poop showers. So Joao and Daisy are talking, and he's like, well, I wonder how this is going to work out for Ben. He messaged her and tried to make plans with her. So Daisy's like, did he try to hook up with her? I don't know. We'll have to see. So then Jen is
listening to this listening like, gosh, she's like starting to stew because she's decided that she likes old guys now. So she's like, that was my old man. I was working on him. And Jenna tells us, oh, they were texting on Instagram. Very Gen Z of them. And then an arrow points to her. It's like, ding, Gen Z.
Yeah. So Alicia hugs Ben sort of goodbye. That she's acting like she's leaving the boat. She's like, and he's like, well, I wanted you to be happy. I'll miss you. I want you to be happy, biscuit calves. And he says, for her to quit, it's a fail. I failed. It's hard for me to describe how to feel about a new assistant. I don't want someone to quit again. Just kidding. I really don't care. I just want someone to hand me some chopped onions. That's it.
Meanwhile, he's walking around with a glass of wine in the galley. Ben just does whatever the fuck he wants. And she's got him like right on the start of a buzz, which is good because he's really nice right now. He's like,
you know. I don't hug me. I'm the chef. I should cry. Please do not hug me, licorice larynx. All right. I've had enough. Just get out of here.
So then he's in the galley with Jenna and Mike, and they're like, oh my God, the new stewardess is coming. And he's like, oh yeah, check her out. I know her. Look at her picture. And Mike's like, oh my God, she can speak 7 languages.
Yeah, she's tall, thin, and pretty too. God, who cares if she puts sugar in the cheesecake? Love her.
The moment that they mentioned that this person could speak 7 languages, we also should have known it was Ellie, because Ellie would be the type to say that she speaks 7 languages when she's like learned a few phrases here or there.
No, I speak all the languages. I do that. I'm very good at it.
I just did not believe that. So Ben is working out with those bands against a railing. And then because he's getting excited for the hot stew to come on board. And his new body will happen overnight. And that Daisy has like a meeting and she welcomes Alicia and everything. And people are cleaning. And Jen is showing Alicia like, you know, here's the bar. Here are the towels. Here's the champagne. This is how you do it.
Yeah, and she says it's going to be a pain having now two stews, to train. But I don't know Alicia's skill set yet, but I'd rather the devil you know than the devil you don't. And then, dun, 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 a car comes. You see it coming, and the guys are all getting boners. And Mike's like, oh, my God, she's coming. But, you know, Ben's met her before, so he has the upper hand there. Fresh meat, fresh meat. And then
and I was like,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was like, oh, no, they're not going to let us see her face. They're not going to let her see it. It's going to be, we have to wait till next week. So I was like already getting very sad, very, very sad.
But then the car door opens and we just see a big shot of pink come out. And then she literally just gets out of the car and stares right at the sun. I was like, that's Ellie. Who does
this
that?
This is me at home. This is me at home.
Me too. God. I really did. I started cheering. I was cracking up. And she's like, oh,
I'm so happy to be on Katina. Last start this season was extremely dramatic for me.
And then we cut to a montage of her fighting with Bree and Bree being like,
oh, well, I don't know if you know how to do the ironing, then you shouldn't tell me how to. Oh, really? Because my job description is second stool and that means I'm your boss.
It was the most amazing montage. Ellie was such a terror to Bree.
She's like, you'll do what I say, that's it.
So she's like,
oh, I took a lot of time to reflect, and a lot of it was me being too emotional, which I need to be more mindful of.
And she smiles like, get ready, bitches.
She's cracking me up because she's doing this really high voice, and she's going, and she's like, oh, hello, you're Daisy. Oh, Daisy.
Nice to meet you. Oh, hello, you're Ben. Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
She is acting like this, and she's in pink, her legally blonde pink, and everyone's like, oh my God, what a lovely, gorgeous person, you know? And Jen's just staring at her, and she catches Jen, and she's like, oh, hello, Jenna, you're Jenna. Oh, hello, I'm Ellie. Lovely to meet you. And she's just like, yeah.
Yeah, Jenna's just like so angry. And Daisy gives her a tour and everything. And she's like, ah, that's Hera's band. She's like,
oh, Ben, hi. I'm so glad you came here. Oh, I'm so glad to be doing everything I can to help you as much as possible. Yes, hello, I love the energy. Oh, this is great. I'm so excited. Oh, yes, very excited to cook for you. It'll be so wonderful.
I was like, oh, God. This will be an utter nightmare. It's going to be amazing. And unlike Alicia, she's not going to quit. She is like, she's going to be like, this is my kitchen. And then we see this season on Below Deck.
And it's her who does it. She goes, in this season on Below Deck. I was like, that's weird that they gave that to Ellie. And then it's just pure terror.
Yeah. She's like,
you don't get to call me Andy Buns. No, you don't get to say that. No, this is my kitchen. Okay. I hold the carrot.
You watch how you talk to me.
Like, yes. So, wow, what a nice way to end the episode and really get this season started.
Oh, my God. Go, I literally cannot even imagine how this is going to go. The kitchen has been just so massively entertaining. I think adding a sous chef has been like one of the best, you know, tweaks to the formula that they've done in recent years.
Truly.
And I hope they start to do this with the other franchises because it like works. It's like it's organic to the show too, as opposed to, you know, some of the other things that they've been, you know, trying out. So more sous chefs. Thank you.
Yeah. Great times, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to grab tickets for the Golden Crappies at watchwhatcrappens.com for February 27th. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.